This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part two of a message we began yesterday from the Old Testament book of Joshua. You may consider yourself a success. The question this week is, successful in whose eyes?
God always has a Joshua. That has nothing to do with the message, but this is just a parenthetical thought. God always has a Joshua. Moses has died. And I'm sure there were people that would say, this thing is going to fold, or Moses is gone. But God always has a Joshua. Always has a Joshua. Someone to carry on the leadership or the ministry, whatever the case may be. And my point is this, no one is indispensable in the kingdom of God. Beware the preacher who thinks he's indispensable. Beware the Christian leader who says, this thing can't operate without me, it's all tied into me. Have I met people like that? You better believe I have. I've known people like that, that think that everything hinges on them. Everything hinges on their leadership and their wisdom. And you say, what do you call that? I call it arrogance. I call it pride. I call it presumptuousness. God always has a Joshua. Let me bring up the first of four points. What matters more than who stands against us is who stands with us. Somebody needs to write that down in your heart, if not in your notes today. What matters more than who stands against us is who stands with us. If we could, I'd like to bring up verse 5 again. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. What you need to know in life, it doesn't matter ultimately who is against you, but who's standing with you. And you have the promise of the Lord Himself who says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Somebody needs to hear that today. Because you may be up against something or someone that's standing up against you. There's a problem in your life. It may not be a person. It may be a situation. And what you've got to focus in is not who's against me or what's against me. You need to focus on the one who's with me. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to come alongside and to be there for us. And you know what? Some of you have experienced that, past tense. Some of you are experiencing that now, and I've got news for you. Some of you will experience it in the future where you won't feel like standing emotionally, and the Lord comes alongside the one who said to Joshua, I will never leave you or forsake you. And that's the God who speaks to you, and that's the promise the Lord has made to you through the Holy Spirit. He is the comforter, the one who comes alongside. What matters more than who stands against us is who stands with us. Let's bring up number two. Strength and courage are needed for most things we face in life. Three times in the verses I read, the Lord tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. And you know what? I used to think that the Lord was telling Joshua, you be strong in your strength, and you be courageous in your courage. And then it dawned on me, that's not what it means. Listen carefully. Some of you need to hear this. The courage that you need is found in the Lord. The strength that you need is not found in you, it's found in the Lord. And what you and I simply do are rely on His strength and His courage. That's what it means to be strong and courageous, to look to the Lord. So many people think that they're strong on their own, and you know what? God delights, the Bible says in Corinthians, in using our weakness to demonstrate God's strength. Isn't that just the opposite of what you'd think in the culture? God says, I delight in using your weakness to demonstrate or manifest my strength. Strength and courage are needed for most things we face in life, but those two things come from the Lord. Don't ever forget that. It's His strength and His courage that He gives.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.